Well, Hannah, you're going to come and share with us this morning. Looking forward to that. Let's all pray. Reach out your hands towards Hannah as she comes. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this family. Lord, we thank you for Hannah and Leo, Kanese and Noke. Lord, we pray for your abundant blessing and favor upon them. And I ask now, Lord, that as Hannah brings the word to us, as she shares about how we are to declare your praise, Lord, I ask that you would give her insight and inspiration and authority in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. So this morning I'm doing part six. Oh, I'm only on part six. Okay, I thought I already did six. Okay, this is part six of a series that may finish today or may not. Who knows? A series on worship and praise. So most of you guys have been here, so I will not do the full review as I've been doing most times, but I will do a slight review of the actual words we went over probably quite a few months ago. There's three words that we covered. Does anyone remember one of the words that we talked about in Hebrew for praise? Wow, Mark, it was yada. Yes, that was one of them. Beautiful. Another one sounds almost the same. What was the other one? Yes, another one was toda. And then there was one more. It sounded like a certain president of the United States. Barack. I passed through all of the slides that we started with, but basically the Lord wants us to physically and emotionally and spiritually engage in worship. So we've covered three words. There's seven in Hebrew, but there's lots of other different words there's words for singing, there's words for shouting, there's words for dancing, but you see praise all throughout your Bible, right? Praise, 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 praise. All of those have one of the seven meanings. There will be one of those seven meanings behind it in Hebrew. So it doesn't just mean praise, because when you think praise, it's like just a generic word, right? But when you look deeper into the Hebrew, it will often be a very specific action or response. And so that's what we've looked at, three of those words. But these words are all just action words, and they're physical words. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music. Lift up your hands. We've sang a lot of these this morning. Bless the Lord. Give praise and stand in the house of the Lord. So those are just four verses out of hundreds and hundreds of verses that talk about the physical experience and expression of worship and praise to our Lord, who is worthy of all of those expressions and praise. And we've talked a ton about things that can hold us back, or things that maybe in our theology or different fears and things that hold us back from physical engagement. But the praise is meant to be physical. God blesses our worship when it's expressed, and he loves it, and it honors him, and it sends up an amazing fragrance to him. So yeah, we did toda. Does anyone remember what it means? Ta-da, toda. Okay, so it means an extension of the hand, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, sacrifice of praise. This one was the one that when you're lifting up your hand, it's not just a physical action, but it embodies a spiritual experience of sacrifice of praise. So this is a time of praise when maybe it's hard or it's not natural and it doesn't feel like it would be the right response. But when we bring that sacrifice of praise, it is so powerful, and it actually can be a tool for the enemy to come against him and to actually lift up the name of Jesus and remind him who he is, remind ourselves who he is. And so when we lift up our hand physically in toda, it's this yes, amen, like this is who God is, this is thanksgiving. And I think in that time we actually all came up and a lot of us said thanksgiving on the microphone. Anytime you express thanksgiving, it's toda a lot of times. And if it's hard, it's definitely toda, because it's that sacrifice, a confession. And it includes an extension of the hand. So it is physical, spiritual, and emotional, because sometimes it's hard to bring a sacrifice. It's emotional, right? And that's okay, it's good. It's a holistic expression, toda. And then the next one was yada, and that was also a hand movement. So there's the one hand here, just psh, and then it was kind of like, you know, in court, you know, your agreement, that was toda. But yada is more of like this open hand, surrender to the Father. And we talked about the surrender of what that means, throwing up your hands, because hands in Hebrew refer to power, means, and direction. So when you're throwing those up to the Lord, you're giving those to Him. You're giving up your power. You're giving up your direction, what you think is the right way, and recognizing that His is better. His is more. His is whole. We don't have that. We don't have the perspective He does, right? So when we lift those things up to Him, our power, you know, our hands, we do so many things with our hands. So when we release that to Him, it's just this beautiful image of surrender. And it doesn't have to be like this. It can be like this. We also watch those funny videos of all the, and also it can be Thanksgiving, but it's really this surrendering of your power and your might to the Lord. So that's Yada. Barak is next. So that's a bended knee. It's a blessing. It's an expression of honor, submission, and trust through the act of kneeling or bowing and to bless. So this one has many, many. Often, if you see the word bless, it's probably Barak. That's what it is. But it's also used for praise. Is also used, and it's this beautiful also submission and trust when we bow in the ancient Hebrew times. You know, when the king would say, off with your head, you know, that kind of stuff. So the head was actually a symbol of your government, of also your power, you know, your mind. It's how you direct your life. It's how you lead your life. When you put your head, this is also the same in many tribal villages all over the world. If your head is higher than the chief, ooh, that is a huge problem. You need to get lower. Your head needs to be lower than the king's head or the chief's head. And this bowing was that act of showing that my government is lower than yours. My power, my authority is lower than yours. And so that's where bowing comes from, that submissive act of just recognizing who we are and who He is as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, I love that one. It's so beautiful. Okay, now we come to the number four. This is a new one. Everyone say that word. Zamar. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, Zamar. Yes. Judith means praise. Yes. Yes. To sing songs of praise with instruments refers to the plucking of a string. You know, the lyre? Is that what the stringed instruments in the olden days? It's understood to mean either playing an instrument or singing with an instrumental accompaniment. So this one, we've got this one down. We do this one every week. Zamar is a fun one. It's yeah. Interestingly enough, all of the seven don't necessarily mean it has to be instrumental. It's not musical. Some of them are, but they specify it. But like Toda, you can do it any moment in time. You don't need to have a music band backing you up. You can do that anywhere. You can do Yada anywhere. You can do Barak anywhere. It's not necessarily, like, praise doesn't always mean you have to be here on a Sunday morning with a whole band backing you up. It can be at any moment. And it is a position of your heart as well. Zamar, it is a musical one. So it does need to have music behind it when you do this one. I like this little, it's some kind of, yeah, are they lyres? Okay, it's hard to tell, but I think those are lyres. This is an ancient photo, not a photo, it was obviously a carving. Sorry, it's a photo of a carving. Pretty cool, right? Yeah, it could be Mesopotamian. Yes, so we've got some scriptures here. 1 Chronicles 16:9. This one is, sing to Him, sing praise to Him. Who's the Him? Jesus, the Lord. Amen. God, Yahweh. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts. So that word praise, what word do you think that is? Because we're just talking about it. Zamar, you're right. So this one is singing Zamar to Him. This one is singing praise, singing our worship and our thanksgiving with musical instruments behind us. Okay, next one, Psalm 18. Who's got it? Anyone got Psalm 18, 49? Aha, lots of praises in there. Both of those praises are Zamar as well. Psalm 18, okay, perfect. That was singing praises again. Next one, Psalm 27:6. Amen, sing and make music to the Lord. Psalm 27:6. Yes, singing and praising the Lord with music. So that's also Zamar. Then we've got Psalm 47:6. This is a really simple one. It says four times repeating. Sing praises, sing Zamar to the Lord, sing to God, sing Zamar to our King, sing Zamar. So 1, 2, 3, 4, four of them. It's pretty cool. Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing Zamar to the Most High. These are all instruments. Psalm 149:3. praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. So there it physically describes it, but that word is zamar, his name, with dancing. So it adds dancing in there. So you praise with instruments, tambourine and harp and guitar and drums and all those other instruments we've got now. But it's this beautiful picture of dancing and singing and music. And it's this whole like melange. Ooh, that's nice. And last one, Isaiah 12, 5. Beautiful. Yes, sing to the Lord for what he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise. So did you have a word praise in there? It describes it in your translation. That's good. Make known his praise. And NLT, NIV, sometimes they just use praise for everything. But I like that some of them have a description of the word itself. So make his praise known around the world. That's make his praise known around the world. The praise is, again, that instrumental, musical experience and expression to the Lord. Make it known around the world so people can hear music, right? They can't hear the praise in their heart. They can hear the praise when it's actually played and sung and proclaimed on the streets. And we used to do worship on the street in Piedmont Park in Atlanta, Georgia. And that park is a kind of a scary park. Another park we did actually was a very small park. It just had two benches and it was probably the size of the stage. And the whole reason for this park was to buy and sell drugs. So it's called a park, but it's not a park. And one time my director told us to take a little team and go and worship in that little space. We brought a cajon and a guitar. This was in my early days of worship leading. And anyways, we were pretty bad. Yes. Okay. Well, we had a couple drug lords over on the bench. They're in their white tank tops and their jeans, and they've got lots of, I think one of them had a gun, and they were just like looking pretty shady. They were over there in the corner, and we decided to set up on the opposite corner because we were a little nervous. And we started playing, and whoever was playing guitar was out of tune, and the cajon player didn't know how to keep a beat. So it was rough, and we were trying our best. We were just, I don't know what we were singing at the time, but we were praising the Lord. And we started noticing these drug lords over there, a little bit of a foot tap happening. And we were like, okay, that could be a good sign. They're not going to shoot us. So we waited it out a little bit, and then we're like, okay, we're hungry, maybe we can stop and go home. So we stopped playing, and then they both got up and like walked over to us, and our hearts are like thumping, thumping, thumping. And they come over and they say, hey, guys, you can't stop playing. We feel really good right now for some reason. And then we were like, really? Because our music is not good. Like, why? I don't know. And then in our heads, it's Jesus. Like, the Lord he's making his name known in this little drug park. So we kept playing, and they were doing a little jig over, and they were just dancing around, and they were having a great time. And then when we end up going home, we all just were crying in tears of thanksgiving that we did not die that day, but that the Lord blessed the worship, and he made his presence known in that park, and it really changed the atmosphere. Obviously when we went in there, it was a really dark and dingy atmospheric place filled with drugs and Satan and all kinds of things, fear. And then when we left, it was filled with dancing and joy. It was just from our terrible music. But actually, it was the Holy Spirit lift. Our hearts were worshiping the Lord. We were just, Lord, save us, Lord, save us. But yeah, it was amazing. And I will remember that moment forever and ever. Yeah, so that's Zamar. Can be powerful stuff. Tahila, oh, yes. Oh, I bet. Do you know this one, what that means again? As well? Ah, okay. This is a word you may have heard before. It's not the other word that sounds like it. Tequila. I know you're all thinking it. But no, tequila is a little bit different, and it means spontaneous singing. It can mean that. Songs of praise. So not just musical things, but this is where the singing comes into play. And to sing halal. To sing halal, yes. Halal, we're about to cover that in a second, but I'll give you a little hint, and it means dancing. Yeah, oh, halal, oh, yeah, that's true. It does not mean that. Yeah, halal, yes, because I've got a special app that does give me the Hebrew of different words, and I got it. If you ever want to use an awesome Bible app, it's called Bible Hub. So, tehillah, tehillah, okay. Tehila, yes, to sing halal, spontaneous singing. So you know how a lot of times we do those moments in worship where everyone sort of lifts up their own song, a spontaneous song. That's tehila, and I think it's really beautiful because this so often, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. I love this verse. I just discovered this verse a few days. I mean, I've heard it before, but it just really hit me fresh this week. So it goes, "What shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding." And I never caught that he fully says sing right there, that we can sing in the spirit. I don't know why I never caught that before, but I think that's so beautiful because we sing with understanding when we sing songs that are in our language that we understand and we know what they're meaning. But there's also a singing in the spirit, which we do often, but it's so powerful because when we sing with the spirit, it's similar to praying with the spirit, praying in tongues, praying without understanding, but praying what the Holy Spirit is praying. You know, there's all those, we all know what's, you know, about speaking in tongues. So there's singing in tongues, which is just as powerful and as edifying and beautiful to our spirits, because if you ever feel like you're kind of just not in tune and you don't know what to do, sing in tongues, sing in the spirit. That actually immediately centers and aligns your heart and your spirit with the Lord. And it's a beautiful expression. Actually, there's that first audio. We're just going to listen to it. It's not very long, 40 seconds of what a bunch of men singing in tongues sounds like. It's pretty amazing. So just close your eyes for a second and listen. There's also benefits of singing old familiar songs, but there is a beauty in singing new songs to the Lord, songs that are just fresh in the moment, the rhema word of what he's speaking and singing to us in the congregational moments and in your own time of worship to him. So that's tehillah. It's such a beautiful word too. I love that word. I've had a friend who had a baby and they named her Tehillah. I thought it was so cute. Love the shirt. This is me. I do this quite often. May spontaneously break into song. You know those people that just randomly start singing Disney out of nowhere? Or my sister and I, we always do that. If there's something someone says, and then it makes us think of a song, and then we, whoop! I think Uncle Bob does that a lot, right? He comes up with those really old things, those really old songs that he just starts singing out of the blue. And Pastor Ken does that too. It's true. So let's go to Exodus 15. I tried to pick stuff that's just not in the Psalms as well, so that we can see a variety here of these uses. So Exodus 15, 11. So this is coming from Moses' song of deliverance and the Israelites when they sang to the Lord because of deliverance. And the whole chapter is beautiful. Verse 11 says, "Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, revered with praises and performing wonders?" So that revered with praises, what word do you think is that? Tehillah. That is Tehillah. So revered with praises, revered with songs, with singing, with spontaneous songs and congregational songs. And I think that's so beautiful because the whole entire group of Israelites are singing that. It's not just the people that can sing or the people that you'd say, oh, they're probably going to be the singers. It's the entire people group community singing praises to the Lord. And singing is such a beautiful congregational thing. And we don't have to be afraid if we're not, you know, the Celine Dion of the group. It doesn't matter because the Lord calls us all to do this, to do the singing. And he loves to hear us sing. The next one is 2 Chronicles. Oh, I like this one. 2 Chronicles 20, 22. So this one is about Jehoshaphat. These are the appointed singers and the worshipers. That in 21 it says, "Jehoshaphat consulted with the people and appointed those who would sing to the Lord and praise the splendor of his holiness. As they went out before the army, we've all heard this story, but dang, they were singing, 'Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving devotion endures forever.' The moment they began their shouts and praises, their tehillah, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." Wow. We've all heard that story, but whoa, when you actually think about it, like the singers went out first. Do you think they had swords? Probably not. Do you think they were wearing armor? I don't know. It doesn't really say it, but probably not. It might have been. But they went out first before the army, singing praises to the Lord, singing Tehillah, singing. And singing is a pretty vulnerable thing to do. So they were out there being all vulnerable. And then they didn't really even need the army because the Lord did it all for them and they were just defeated. And I think that's pretty, yeah. God is pretty powerful, isn't he? Psalm 22:3. I also like this one. This is a beautiful verse as well. In verse 2, the whole thing is also, Psalm 22 is incredible. But verse 3, it specifically says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the Tehillah of Israel." Interesting that the Lord is enthroned on the Tehillah of Israel, on the songs of the singing, the praises of the Lord. He's enthroned, and in others it says he dwells. In King James it says, "O thou that inhabitest the Tehillah of Israel, dwelling in the midst of the Tehillah of Israel." Ooh, I like Young's literal. It says, "Thou art holy, sitting on the praises of Israel, on the Tehillah of Israel." So when there's singing in our midst, when we sing, and when we sing, not just only spontaneous, but all singing, praises, Tehillah, the Lord dwells, inhabits, sits, and is enthroned on those praises. Isn't that beautiful? So every Sunday morning, the Lord is sitting amongst us. Yeah. Psalm 34:1. Okay, this one has a couple praises, so I got to go to the Hebrew just to make sure I got the right one. Ah, so the first praise, if you see the first praise there, so it's a Barak, actually. So it's the bowing. So it says, of David, a psalm of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, so that the king drove him away, I will Barak the Lord at all times. I will bless him. I will praise him. I will bow. And his Tehillah will always be on my lips. His songs, my singing will always be on my lips. So I'll continuously sing praise to the Lord. So sing, sing, sing. Psalm 43. Ooh, this one's a good one. It says, this is a whole, also a great whole chapter, but he lifted me up, this is from verse 2, from the pit of despair. Who's ever seen that movie? Princess Bride, The Pit of Despair. Anyways, out of the miry clay, he set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of Tehillah to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. This is another demonstrative verse where people see us singing and they see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. That's what happened to those drug lords over there. I have another, so many stories about worship on the streets. I've got another one. Okay, so this one, we were also Tehillah-ing because we were all singing and we had some instruments, Zamar. And we were in East Timor, or Timor-Leste. And my group of students, they were all pretty nervous and scared to be on the streets because they're all shy. And you know when your first kind of times evangelizing is a little scary? It can be. So they were all really shy and they were kind of just, you know, what do we do? What should we do? And so I said, let's get our guitar out. Let's sit right. We started walking. We're like, let's find a spot and let's sing. So we were walking along the beach and we passed this group of bikers on the side. So there was probably about 20 bikes and probably about the same or more big men, like biker guys, you know. In East Timor, they're not that big, but they're still pretty intimidating. They got the tattoos, and so they're all sitting there and talking, and then we walk by them, you know, a bunch of foreigners looking a little bit weird with our guitar and our long skirts and dresses. We get past them, and I think me and my other leader, co-leader, we were just like, we just felt the Lord just say, stop, like, stop here, sit here. And so we said, okay, let's all stop here and sit down, like, kind of just a little bit, pretty close to those biker guys, but a little bit far, not too far. And our translator was saying, no, we cannot stop here. Keep moving. And we said, no, I think this is where the Lord wants us to stop. And he was saying, no, the atmosphere is very bad. It's very bad here. It's not good. Very dark. But we really felt the Lord to say yes. So we just talked to him aside. Then we took him aside. We really feel this is what the Lord's saying. And eventually he agreed. So we all sat down just kind of next to these biker guys. And we started singing. And I'm sure of the song this time. It was Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome. That song, you know. Yes, flood this place, fill the atmosphere. That's the song we were singing. So we start singing this song, and then we go into another song. And by the third song, the translator, he's off to the side, like he's actually like a little bit afraid. And he's a Christian, he's a YWAMer, but he's still feeling a bit afraid. And he's looking at us, and then he starts, you know, you can tell he's loosening up a bit. By the third song, he comes over to us, and he goes, okay, the atmosphere is okay now, it's okay now. And we go, okay. So then at that point, we felt like it was okay to start releasing some of the students to go and talk to some people. So we had a couple go to a guard across the street who was guarding this big parliament building thing. And then we had a couple of them go into talking to the biker guys. And we kept singing on the side. I'm a terrible leader. I was just over here on this side. No, I made them go out and do it. You know, you got to do it if you're going to learn. So they went out, they were talking to these guys, and then by the end, there was about three or four of the biggest dudes sitting in a circle. All of them were crying, and they were asking, like, they were praying in a circle, and our little students were praying for their one of them, their mom had cancer, one of them had lost his job, and they're all just sharing their issues and their prayer needs, and so we got to pray for them, and it was just a totally different vibe when we left that space, and it was just amazing, because it was the worship. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit coming amongst the worship, that the Tehillah, he's enthroned, he's coming down, and it just, the devil couldn't stay. He had to flee because there was the Holy Spirit was right there with us, and it was through the worship and through our praising him and the singing and them seeing it. They were seeing it. They were filled with, they saw and had fear and put their trust in the Lord. And so there is just so much power. I am a firm believer in worship and as part of evangelism. It is such a key and beautiful, powerful tool. Okay, Psalm 43. So that was that one. That's a good one. Wow. 66, verse 2 and 8. 2 says, sing the glory of his name, make his tehillah glorious. Ooh, that's kind of cool. We can make his tehillah glorious. Beautiful. Verse 8 says, this is good. Tehillah, our God, all peoples. Oh no, I think that first praise is Hallel, sorry, which is dancing. So dance to our God, all peoples, and let the sound of his tehillah be heard. So again, it's this declaration, this hearing, this thing that's not just meant for us, it's meant for the world. And then our last two, Isaiah 42, verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another, or my tehillah to idols. Ooh, think about that. I'll say that again. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another, or my tehillah to idols. So he does not want us to be praising and singing and dancing for others. Yeah, just like the calf, right? That they were doing that for the calf. They were singing, they were dancing, they were praising the calf. And the Lord does not like that. It's for him and him alone. Okay, that's tehillah. Alas, there will be another part 7. Okay, let's do some tehillah. Let's do some spontaneous singing in tongues to start out. Okay, so we're going to sing. All of us are going to sing. And I'm just going to play some chords. You can feel free to stand, you can sit, but I'd like you to sing.